Prabhupada, that you always describe God as a very beautiful person who is always playing on his flute and smiling beautifully with his eyes like lotus petals and, you know, always all attractive. Why is only God one-sided? If God is very beautiful, God has to be ugly also. So is there ugly form of God? So this question was asked by somebody to challenge Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada had once said, God's greatness is always two-sided, not one-sided. Because Prabhupada said, just like, you know, modern man has made big jumbo jet planes, huge planes which can carry sometimes 1,000 people. But Prabhupada challenged, can he make a small mosquito? And then Prabhupada said, man's greatness is only one-sided, but God's greatness is two-sided. God can make huge planets float in space, but he can also make tiny mosquitoes also which can fly. So this man challenged Prabhupada, if you say God is two-sided, why are you talking only about his beauty? Is there ugly face of God? He asked. Prabhupada said, yes, God also has ugly face. And then Prabhupada said, have you not seen the Vishwarupa Darshan, which is emanating fire in the mouth and crushing the skull and very dangerous and deadly looking? And then Prabhupada quoted this, Mrityu Sarvaharashchaham. He said, Krishna says, I come in the form of death, and that face is a very ugly face, which nobody wants to face at all. He said. And then Prabhupada said, if you somehow surrender to Krishna and learn to see the beautiful smiling face of Krishna, then you don't have to see the horrible features of God, which is the other side of God. Just like the front side of God is religion and back side of God is irreligion. Similarly, chanting of Hare Krishna will take us to a platform of consciousness where we can constantly see the smiling face of Krishna. And even if death comes and strikes a devotee, and simply the devotee casts away the body like a worm casting away the cocoon, coming out of the body with a beautiful, colorful wings. Like that, a pure devotee having developed colorful Vaishnava qualities, he comes out of the material body, casting it away freely without any remorse. He returns back to the spiritual world. So in this way, Prabhupada very convincingly answered this question of God having two sides. Just yesterday, I got a mail, one-line mail, from Vishwambar Mahaprabhu Prabhu, saying that I am in Japan and I am watching out of the window, there is a huge earthquake and the buildings are collapsing in front of my eyes, and the electric poles and the telephone lines and everything is getting torn to pieces, and there is a huge fire and things are falling down and they are going underground. That's all one line mail. When he saw this, immediately wrote a mail, and after a few hours he wrote back, the deities and myself, we both are very safe now, no problem. So you can see, of course, Vishwambar Mahaprabhu has gone to Japan to preach in Japanese language to the youth of Japan. But why I am telling you this, this material world is a very dangerous place. We are very fortunately standing in front of Radha Kunjabihari, raising arms and dancing and singing in the early morning hours without any realization of the problems going on in the outside world. Because we are seeing the smiling face of Krishna. Of course, there is other side of this horrible material world. Every day, all of us hear about somebody passed away, somebody died, or hear somebody died in an accident, or somebody got a deadly disease, or somebody was murdered, or somebody died a natural death. But we find that this material world brings forth many misfortunes and dangers and calamities. And Prabhupada writes in one of the purports in Bhagavad Gita, it's very common in the material world to see calamities. Very coolly he writes in one of the Bhagavad Gita purports. So, one of the immediate response of the living entity is, whenever there are calamities, the living entity gets awakened and frightened. How can I immediately make a solution to this calamity? But those who are intelligent living entities, understanding the very nature of the material world, should chant the holy names, remembering that to rise above all these calamities, which is a horrible face of God, chanting is the only way. When we chant Hare Krishna every day very sincerely, then we will never have to see the horrible, ugly aspect of God, which is the material nature. Prabhupada explained, the material world is horrible because it is a separated energy of Krishna, because it is separated from Krishna. And he said, still the material world is beautiful because it has emanated from Krishna. It has a touch with Krishna, so still we find it enjoyable and we don't want to leave it so easily. We are too attached to it because it has come from Krishna only. So although it has come from Krishna, it is still putting us in absorption in illusory beauty. By hearing the pure sound vibration of the spiritual master, one has to awaken from this so-called illusory beauty, the attractive beauty of the material world, and not be attached to it, and become attached to the real spiritual beauty of Krishna, which is eternally manifest in the spiritual world constantly. So the chanting of the holy name actually is like a magic wand to transform one's illusory attractions to bring one to the platform of real attraction, like what happened with the hippies of the West. How they were all absorbed in, stooped in deep illusion, and from that Prabhupada awakened them and made them so saintly and brought them to the highest platform. And Harinam has done the magic in the past, millions of years ago. It has done it 500 years ago. It has done it a few decades ago. And the same magic can work for us also. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.